You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
I am happy.
I got a dream.
One day.
We're going to work it out.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up. Live out the true meaning of its creed.
So the most famous words in American history. Speech there that needs no explanation, needs no reminder of its author, and that, as you could hear right there long ago, entered popular culture. But that dream of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was pointedly not that one day Americans will see a big granite statue of me in Washington, D.C. and enjoy a special NBA game between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Chicago Bulls on a national holiday in my honor. Our next guest is not thrilled with the newly erected King Monument on the National Mall, will be paying no attention to the NBA game today, and thinks King's memory needs to be sharpened at a time of rising poverty and record income inequality in America. Joining us is the Reverend William Lamar, senior pastor at Turner Memorial AME Church in Hyattsville, Maryland. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning, John. How are you?
It's great to talk to you. So Bill, Martin Luther King Jr. is a mainstream figure in popular culture, in political culture in America. But do you see any of his ideas in the political campaign today? And if he were alive today, would he be mainstream or on the radical fringe?
Well, John, it's difficult to say. I would definitely, when it comes to political discourse during this presidential campaign season, I don't hear the language that I think honors Dr. King. I don't hear much talk about poverty, policy solutions to help with the large number of children in America who are living in low-income situations. I don't hear much about improving education. I don't really hear much about Americans being willing to make the investments necessary for us to be the kind of nation that he envisioned. I do believe that if he were alive, he would be more of a gadfly. I think that he would be more of someone who would be provoking and prodding our political leadership, as well as our ecclesiastical and religious leadership, to do a better job of addressing issues both with rhetoric and with deeds.
Then how, Reverend Bill Lamar, do you think that America needs to act to keep this holiday from signifying the loss of Martin Luther King Jr.'s agenda rather than what he would have wanted, and that is a reinvigoration of it every year?
Well, I think right now, as many of us recall, when he was assassinated, he was moving toward Washington, D.C. from Memphis for the Poor People's Campaign. And what I have envisioned and thought about recently, and not me alone, but some others, how could we reinvigorate that type of message, that type of methodology, uniting Americans around really what Cornel West has called a national security issue, that the poverty in the United States, the vast income inequality, is something that continues to grow, the shrinking of the middle class. And I really think that we need more voices. There are people doing this work. I don't want to sound as if no one is paying attention, but I think that there is momentum building, and I hope that we'll continue not only having conversations, but challenging those with means and access and authority and those policymakers to do a better job of the work.
Reverend Bill Lamar, I'm wondering if the legal focus, and that wasn't exclusively the focus, but if the legal and constitutional focus of the civil rights movement in America was a weakness in the sense that Americans just figured, and particularly white Americans, all right, we'll fix some laws and then everything will be right. And we never got around to the King agenda of economic justice.
Well, I think, of course, you cannot legislate morality. And the brilliance of King's rhetoric was the marriage of the best of the biblical prophetic tradition and the black prophetic tradition, as well as the best of the language of our founding documents that spoke of freedom and equality and brotherhood. And I think that language was necessary to move America as much as America was moved during the civil rights agenda. But at one point during King's life, he talked about the fact that he had integrated lunch counters but had not paid enough attention to the people people's ability to pay for the food that the lunch counters were serving. So I do believe that the economic situation is one that has to be addressed. One of the challenges, by my estimation, John, is finding the language that will encourage Americans to hear this not as class warfare, not as giving away things or as a welfare state, but how do we return to a language of community where we realize that we're all responsible for one another? It doesn't matter the race. It doesn't matter the political affiliation. What affects one affects all, and I don't hear that kind of language. The rugged individualism that's a part of America's DNA is good to a certain extent, but you cannot have a nation comprised just of rugged individuals. You have to have persons who believe in an ethic of community and an ethic of, right, of responsibility.
You know, a week ago, Cornel West and Tavis Smiley were on this show talking about an event they planned for last Thursday, which I believe you were at, all about talking about poverty and seeking this language that you describe. Any evidence of it at that meeting last week?
Oh, yes. I was at George Washington University on Thursday with Dr. West and Tavis Smiley and Michael Moore and some others, and it was indeed an amazing experience. The hall there, Linder Hall at George Washington, was full of people who are committed to the agenda. And I feel momentum. I don't want to be Pollyannish about it, but I do believe that people are asking the right kinds of questions. And in that audience, John, there was a great diversity of, I saw all colors. I saw diversity across socioeconomic and educational strata. And I do believe that momentum is building. And I think, you know, Tavis Smiley and Cornel West have been disparaged in a lot of corners, especially in some black corners, because of their critique of some of the policies of the Obama administration. But I believe that they are not after the man, not seeking to injure him, but trying to make him the best possible president. It's almost, it's an urban myth that Franklin Roosevelt told A. Philip Randolph that you need to make me do what it is that I need to do politically for your people. My hand has to be forced. And what they see their calling is to put pressure on the president and other leaders to help them become the best that they can become.
Because steer that ship of state. That's the mission. Reverend Bill Lamar, exactly. We got to go, but thanks so much. Have a happy MLK Day.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
Reverend Bill Lamar is pastor at Turner Memorial AME Church in Hyattsville, Maryland.